Joining us now from the Seattle Storm, a legend, host of A Touch More, the award-winning, soon-to-be IG Live show, Sue Bird. What's up, Sue?
What's up? How are you guys?
Wow. We're getting by.
This is great.
Jordan's very excited to talk to you.
I mean, as a hooper, I mean, are you kidding me? Like, even though I'm a Notre Dame grad, seeing what the Huskies have done over the years, I mean, this is basketball royalty. I'm very excited. Very excited. Not gonna
lie. I was like, you ever talked to her before? He's like, no. So,
checked it off the bucket list,
there
though.
We
Let's go.
All right, Sue, on your behalf, I am so frustrated that you don't get to defend your title last season because of injury. And then this year rolls around. You work on everything to get back, and now you're not playing. WNBA season was supposed to tip off tomorrow. How frustrating is that for you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on, like, the ultimate pause button right now. It's like everything is just paused. It sucks, not going to lie. Definitely try to have perspective, though, because obviously this is just wild times for everyone. But yeah, when I can be selfish for a hot second, I'm like, why me? I'm old and they're going to take my last years away. So it kind of sucks.
Well, I will say, in this time off, you've definitely made the most of it, Sue, with the IG live chat that you're doing called A Touch More with your girlfriend, Megan Rapinoe, who is great in her own right. But watching you two work together, I've seen some of the episodes, Diana Taurasi being on, Jimmy Butler, wildly entertaining both. Is there a guest that you guys have on the agenda maybe coming up, or somebody who would be that dream guest?
I don't know if I can tell you guys. So this week, I will say, we haven't, like, officially, but this week we're going to bring on Megan's hairstylist. Her name's Rihanna.
Nice.
And yeah, she's like hairstylist to celebrities. And
you
she's
guys
going
keep mentioning
to coach
her.
Me.
And for
Rihanna?
A while, I thought it was like the real Rihanna. And then after a while, I picked up on that it was not. I was like, wow, these guys are like BFF with Rihanna.
Imagine just casually dropping Rihanna in there. This Rihanna is just as cool, let me tell you. And she's going to coach me through a Megan haircut. I'm going to cut Megan's hair live.
Whoa, that's an iconic
hair.
Like, I buzzed my husband's. No, this is serious because I gave my husband a buzz cut and I colored my own hair yesterday, but neither of those things are anything anyone's paying attention to. Like, Megan's hair is a movement.
I know, and then it's like, you know, she keeps telling me, listen, I guess this is what Rihanna says, like, listen, just shoot for the gold medal. And worst cases, we'll end up with a bronze. And I'm like, what if you're like, I don't know, Cool Runnings and you don't even make it there?
Right.
Like, what if you have a
worst case is the Olympics get canceled and they aren't happening for another year.
Exactly. What if that happened? That would never happen. Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
We're talking to Sue Bird here on Spain & Company, Sarah Spain, Jordan Cornett. Let's talk about the Seattle Storm. Between you and Brianna Stewart, who also couldn't play last year, you got a lot of hungry athletes. What have the conversations been as you wait to see what, you know, we're hearing a lot more about NBA, MLB, you know, the men's sports and their attempts to return. What are you hearing about the WNBA?
Very similar things. You know, I think it starts with, like, mass testing and being able to provide that to players and to leagues, but without taking away from our communities. So once testing is available for everyone, and that means it's available for us too, that's going to be like the first hurdle. So that's first and foremost. And then from there, it's just kind of like a bunch of what ifs, you know, and contingency plans. And if we can do it by this date, what does it look like? If we could do it by that date, and just trying to like prepare for everything and anything, simultaneously not preparing for anything because we like nobody knows what the hell is going to happen. So it's awkward. It's awkward.
Are you guys pretty much beholden to what the NBA does, though? It feels like the same ideas will apply.
Yes and no. I don't think that we are two different leagues, and I think the size of our league plays to our advantage. So it's not to say that if they can't figure it out, that we aren't able to. I think if we can go, we'll go. The good thing is because we're under the same umbrella, we do have, you know, similar access to, like, you know, medical professionals and opinions and so on and so forth.
You know, Sue, so much momentum with the league potentially coming back when it does, with Sabrina Ionescu and another great talent joining the league, you being healthy, being able to come back. Our Chicago Sky that me and Sarah love have shown that they are a contender with some young talent there. But as it pertains to Sabrina, and I know in no way was it undercutting, it more or less got me more excited when you said you don't necessarily think she's going to be the best in her draft class. Not to say she's not going to be great, but who are those other players coming up that you think we should be watching out for?
Yeah, that little soundbite definitely had some legs. A lot of people heard that one.
But it wasn't undercutting. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a negative.
No, not at all. No, not at all. I mean, listen, we could sit here and I could tell you all the great things about Sabrina without, and I'm not blowing smoke. There's like legit aspects to her game. Where I was coming from, and I named Kennedy Carter, she has like this athletic ability, this special talent. The way she, her like shiftiness with the ball that you just haven't seen in a long time. And it's similar to, if I had to compare, a lot of people are comparing her to Cappy Pondexter, and Cappy Pondexter is a player that was like multiple champion, like MVP type player. And when you can get that on your team, that's next level. That's like, that's someone that could take you places. And that's kind of what I see in Kennedy. And that's from playing against her. The other names you're going to hear, alongside of Sabrina, Kennedy, Satu Sabally. This is a player, she's like got the body like of a Stewie, of an Elena Deladon. And when you think about the last two MVPs of our league, it's been those players, mm-hmm. like those 6'4", 6'5", versatile. But again, like all these kids, just like the rest of us when we were that age, it all like lies on, can they figure it out? Are they able to figure it out? How quickly can they figure it out? And that's going to be up to them.
How much do you think, we're talking to Sue Bird of the Seattle Storm, WNBA season was set to tip off tomorrow, but obviously delayed just like everything else. Sue, how much do you think this delay will negatively or positively affect these youngsters who don't get the regular offseason? Or I guess there isn't much of one in the WNBA. You kind of get drafted and then you got to figure it out, but maybe it'll help them then? They'll get this time to sort of get the game plans and work with the coaches from afar?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's like whoever can kind of be, you know, just more open-minded and kind of adapt and adjust. Honestly, as a rookie, you always have to be able to do that. And this is taking it to like a whole other level. There's so many question marks. I think from like a league as a whole, if we can somehow get on the court in a safe way and provide, you know, get our games on TV, I think we're all kind of hoping that we won't lose that momentum that women's basketball, that women's sports has. It feels like we're in this moment. We don't want to lose that. And I think we're all kind of going for like that, a league of their own vibe where all of a sudden people start to watch it that hadn't before. And they're like, oh, wait a minute. This is actually kind of cool. So we'll see what happens. But again, I mean, I keep saying it. It's like, it's just really awkward. It's just this pause button and we're all just trying to make it work the best we can.
Sue, as you look at the resume, I mean, it speaks for itself. Multiple times over a WNBA champ, multiple times over an NCAA champ, multiple golds, multiple world championships, the all-time assist leader in the WNBA. There's not much you haven't done. With that table being said, is there anything that is motivating you, the one thing you feel like that has eluded you professionally, athletically, that you're still chasing?
You know, of all of those things, except for the one you didn't mention, I'm like half kidding. I won a bunch of times over in Europe, but
yes.
I get it. That's in Europe.
Hey, come
a little
on,
different.
I had so much to mention. Are you kidding me?
I mean, I'm joking.
This is a little long.
But for real, the only thing I really haven't done is repeat. Like in college, I never did. In the WNBA, I never have. And, you know, Sarah, you said this earlier, it's not quite repeating because Stewie and I, you know, didn't play last year. And now we'll maybe even have another year of, but in some ways, it would be a chance to, like, for me personally, to repeat. So that would be kind of cool. I've never done that. And even though it has, like, a little asterisk next to it, if we were to somehow win this year, next year, whatever the case is, I'm counting it.
I like that. We're talking to Sue Bird. Hey, that reminds me. So I had you and Megan Rapinoe on my podcast, That's What She Said, before the World Cup. And there was this funny, cute back and forth of Megan thinking she was very accomplished until she started dating you. And then her parents were like, now that's an athlete. I'm curious. She has blown up, not just the Ballon d'Or and her athletic achievements, but like, she's aspirational as a human being at this point. Like, everyone wants to be Megan. I'm wondering, like, does that add a different dynamic? It's kind of like, you know, you know, actor actresses, one of them's like really thriving when they start dating and then they switch mm-hmm. and like the other one can't handle it. How are we doing here with like, you know, the new new look Rapino on your arm? Are we dealing with
yeah,
this okay?
Yeah, I mean, all of a sudden I'm dating an icon.
Right.
Who would have thought? No, I mean, the good thing is, listen, it's definitely, you know, it's something that I think we've both adjusted to just because it's really impacted our lives. I mean, obviously more so Megan, but, you know, the whole like walking down the street doesn't really happen without, you know, going unknown. That's not really happening anymore. Megan gets recognized.
After the haircut, maybe.
Yeah, I know, right? I know, right? Shaving all this off. But yeah, so that's been like a total shift. And, you know, like anything, I'm not going to lie, it was an adjustment. You know, it was totally different from what we had known. But then at the same time, like, even though we had that kind of like funny banter on your show, like being athletes and then the success part of it all, like that wasn't like a main part of our relationship. It didn't define our relationship. So now that, you know, Megan did blow up, it's not like in terms of like the interpersonal part, it hasn't really impacted much. But yeah, like the outside part of it all, totally different and definitely was an adjustment at first. Now I think we have definitely or finally settled into it.
Yeah, you know, joined by Sue Bird, five-time Russian National League champion, five-time Euro League champ, two-time
there
Euro,
you go. Did
Europe
you get a quick
Super
Google
Cup
or what?
Winner.
No, I had those sure. off the top of his head.
You said Super Cup.
Sure.
Oh.
I want to make sure I covered literally everything now at this point. So one of the top players of all time. And Sue, you've got so much basketball left in you, no question. So I don't even think retirement's on the horizon. You probably want to add another gold, another championship at many levels. But what does retirement look like for you? What do you have on the horizon? What do you envision yourself doing when you finally take the shoes off and are no longer rolling the balls out?
Yeah, like when I grow up. I don't know. It's TBD. I think, I mean, I can't imagine not being involved in basketball. I can't imagine not being involved in women's basketball. And, you know, I did some work with the Denver Nuggets with the NBA, and that was like an amazing experience. And there's a part of me that's attracted to that. But then there's also this part of me that, like, I feel so connected, obviously, to women's basketball. I want to always have, you know, kind of like my toe dipping in that water as well.
Take over UConn? Do you take over UConn maybe down the road?
Oh, college? No. College? I don't know about that. You know, never say never, but that's like – the thing about coaching, to be honest, is kind of like the life is really similar to a player. So I don't know if that's like a lifestyle that you'd be choosing, not just a job. I mean, that's similar. That's how it goes for a lot of jobs, but particularly like it would kind of be the same life.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've done the commentating thing now, and I really enjoy that. So a big TBD. I used to say I was going to need like a year to detox. That I don't know if I'll need that quite as much anymore. I was going to like just go live in Hawaii for a year or something.
We're doing that right now. Yeah,
we all got that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, you're already a multi-hyphenate. I'm sure that will continue. Also, obviously, Bird Rapino 2020 whatever. So there's that on the horizon as well. We'll just have to figure out who's going to be the president and who's going to be the VP. And I will, of course, be your campaign manager. So we're good on that. Thank you, Sue, for the time. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to your next IG Live.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.